He goes short for parshas mishpatim shalos mevarchim chodesh adar aleph tavshin pei bez lenu nishpas vachapavos of meisher for shalema four esher tihila pas ariel tzipor pesosh chodesh parshas mishpatim. One of the mitzvahs that we focus on is the mitzvah of tiina, mitzvah of prika, mitzvah of uploading and unburdening your animal. Says the Beis Yaakov Ishba, it's a powerful lesson. Sometimes in life we encounter Jews who feel disconnected and empty, who feel like they're lost. And what's the mitzvah there? Tiina. You have to upload them. You have to show them the beauty of Torah to them. You have to give them chizik. You have to show them who they are. And then there are times in life where a Jew is overwhelmed by the Judaism. As they understand, they've experienced, it's too much for them. That's the mitzvah of prika. You have to unburden them, relieve them, and allow them to feel good about who they are. Right? This is actually the Noam HaMelech. In a few weeks, the Parshas Kisisa. Lo yarbav lo yamit. Lo yarbav lo yamit. Everyone's got to be half a shekel. Lo yarbav. Don't be ha'asher. You feel you're so great. Lo yarbav. Don't be ba'gaiva. The hadal, and you're poor. Lo yamit. Don't go to get down on yourself. Know who you are. But this is the mitzvah of ti'ina and prika. Ti'ina to upload, to show him the beauty of who he is. The geshmak to be a yid. When he feels lost, you have to lift him up. Ti'ina, lift him up. And sometimes in life, people feel overwhelmed. Prika. You have to unburden them. To tell them, you know what? You have to live a balanced life, do as much as you can. A malik is gematria, suffix, trying to make us view different yitzharas, make us feel better, like a bagaiva, like Haman. And then sometimes to doubt ourselves, we have to know when to channel the mitzvah of ti'ina, when to channel the mitzvah of prika, when to upload, when to give chizik to ourselves, and when to give prika, when to unburden ourselves, to have that balance. Shabbos good chod.